Māori health and social workers say yesterday's budget will do little to help ease their burden or close equity gaps. The government is calling its spend on Māori health a game changer, with $168 million going to the Māori Health Authority, which launches in July. But after a year where the work of Māori health providers and the inequities they face have dominated the COVID response, some expected a little more. Here's Māori News reporter Jamie Tahana.
Labour's Māori caucus stood proudly at the podium yesterday. $1.2 billion for Māori, more than half of that to Māori health. The centrepiece, Te Mana Hauora, the new Māori Health Authority, is in line for $168 million over the next 4 years to commission its own services. Lance Norman, the Director of Health Reforms for the Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency, says that money pales in comparison with the $11 billion spend for health overall.
If you divide that by 4 years, because this is a 4-year budget, and then you divide that by 800,000 Māori living in our country, you get to about $50 per person to address some of the health discrepancies we have. And then when I look at $11.1 billion going into the whole healthcare system, you'd have to say that's quite disproportionate relative to the need we have in our communities.
A senior manager at Waikato's Te Kōhau Health, Ture Amoxon, says the pūtea will no doubt benefit Māori, calling it a run on the board. But he's already looking to next year, saying there will need to be more allocated if it's going to be able to address the plethora of health inequities.
It's a step in the right direction. We do have funds available to us now that we didn't have before, so it's very good, so we can help more people or give more intensive help to the whānau that need it. But I'd like to see in the future that increase because the need is there.
Associate Health Minister Pini Henare insists this is just part one, and the money will go a long way to improve Māori health.
There is actually a heck of a lot more money that's already in the system that will continue to allow the Māori Health Authority and Health New Zealand to grow that commissioning capacity over the coming years.
The budget also includes $167 million for Whānau Ora to support and grow its agency's work in health and social services. Lance Norman says that's a help, but he isn't sure how far it will go.
In reality, we know we need much more than that. There's quite a bit of struggle at the moment. COVID is still a big issue on people getting access to kai, getting access to medical appointments. So we are seeing some significant pressures in our communities out there, and that kind of doesn't seem proportionate to what we need to address.
There's also other funding to help ease the financial pressures faced by whānau across the country, like the $350 targeted cost of living payment. Te Puia Winiata heads South Auckland's Turuki Health, providing health and social services. She's seeing an increasing number of whānau needing help.
$350 is a hard one, really, to say that it's going to be really useful over the next few months. But, you know, a lot of our whānau are dealing with also a significant amount of debt. Debt created because they're having to borrow, high interest rates on that borrowing to make ends meet.
On top of health and whānau ora, there is other money for Māori education, training, housing and business programs. More funding for Te Matatini and other support for reo and culture. The Māori Development Minister, Willie Jackson, says overall it's a great budget.
We're very proud to announce the highest Māori budget in the history of governments. So we're really proud to present that budget, that targeted budget for our people.
But will it be enough to address the significant inequities Māori face?